It's music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Pixies with Cactus, Whereas. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. You'll all know, if you listen to the programme regularly, that I duetted a version of Cactus with Frank Black once. I was showing off a couple of weeks ago on this very programme, and I decided to play the tune. I've not heard it for far too long. So last time I spoke to you, I was in my hotel room in New York, overlooking the great city, although it was in a cloud. Since then I've travelled right across America to LA, where the band did the Coachella Festival out in the desert, which was ace. I ran into Danny DeVito, quite literally. More about that later. And then we've flown home, and I'm back in my little house in Prestwich, sticking my head out of the sunroof and overlooking the most amazing springtime scene. I don't know if you can hear any birdies there, they've been around all morning going nuts. But yeah, I pre-record the show, so it's a Wednesday afternoon for me. It's a Sunday night for most of you, and for more of you still, you should be doing some work, but you're listening again on the iPlayer. All of this is good, I don't mind any of it. So, in order to get out into the desert where the Coachella Festival takes place in Palm Springs, you have to drive through the Californian desert. Some spectacular landscape out there, some really big birds of prey hovering above, and these huge, amazing mountains. At one point, there's, I don't know, about 10 miles of wind farms, thousands and thousands of them. It's really quite a spectacular drive. I did the drive with Pete Turner, bass player with the band, and with our new promotions manager, Alex, and her fella, Phil. It was an amazing drive, and due to the fact that I woke up the night before we made the journey at 3:30 in the morning, I made a lot of mixtapes, old school. I mean, obviously they weren't tapes, they were CDs, but I made a lot of compilations for the drive, as I couldn't sleep the night before. I'm going to share some of them with you. Because it was a really good compilation. Of all the tunes that I played Pete Turner that he hadn't heard before, this is the one that stuck in his head. This is the one that he loved the most. With very good reason. It's The Walkman, it's Angela Surf City. It's an amazing tune. I've seen him play it live, and the drummer can do it as tight as he does on this recording live. In fact, it very much sounds like a live recording. They have the same impact and energy that I think the Pixies had when I first heard them. I didn't think I could have a wow, you know, bang, that's my favourite new band sort of moment again. I thought it was too long in the tooth, but the Walkmen are it. If they did them in my size, I'd wear the t-shirt. Hint, hint to anybody who's involved with their merchandise. Here it is the Walkman with Angela Surf City. Happy Sunday, everyone. The Walkman and Angela Surf City. Another tune that I put on my compilation for my drive into the Californian desert last week was this next tune by Canned Heat. It's called Poor Moon, and the singer, who is Blind Owl on this tune, I think the other guy was called Great Bear or something, but this chap called himself Blind Owl, the myopic singer with Canned Heat. He's speculating that soon maybe the American government are going to bomb the moon. This is what he's worried about. It's a great tune, and I have lots of memories connected to it. None of the members of Elbow have ever taken drugs or advocate anybody doing so, but this is the kind of song that maybe if I had, I might have talked one of the members of Elbow down off quite a bad hallucinogenic experience to the soundtrack of this tune. Cheered him up no end, I can tell you. Here it is, here's Canned Heat and Paul Moon.
Ever since I was a kid, you sure looked my dead years, I wonder when they're going to destroy your face. It may seem silly, but I don't lie. What's been calming down? 'Cause you've been looking good too long to change your color now. They might test some bombs. I hope I'll see you in the sky at night when I get old. I hope you'll look about the same as when I was a boy. It gets me to gasping. Well, you sure look good in the sky at night, and it's sad to say you won't shine so bright someday. When they're through with you, I bet you've seen the love we made that covers all ballet. I wonder if you'll hide behind a shroud like that someday.
Love it. Poor Moon by Canned Heat. More of the tunes that I put on my Californian Desert compilation in a bit. This next tune is a beauty, originally suggested by a listener called James Reed. It was a Song for Guy recommendation way back in September of last year. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to send this out to my best mate who knows why I'm playing it for her.
Throw away the key, it's only time.
is falling like grains of sand. Mean nothing to me, it's only time.
It's only time.
It's only time. If snow won't change your mind, let it fall. The snow won't change my heart.
Magnetic Fields and It's Only Time. Isn't it a sweet one?
Six. Music. Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McKelvey.
Do regard ourselves as Six Music's afternoon delight.
On BBC Radio Six Music.
Debaser by the Pixies.
You know that bit where he says, got me a movie. Ha 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 ha!
Yeah.
I think that laughter sounds really false.
Forced. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anything funny was happening in the studio at that point.
Hi to James Aubrey Greenwood, who says, you guys, R-R-R-R-R-O-O-O-C-K-K-K-K-K. You guys rock!
Radcliffe and McConey.
I'm sorry about that, James. We'll try and rectify it.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
We could fold up a beer mat and put it underneath us, couldn't we? That would stop it,
wouldn't
yes,
it would.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six.
He's a space nut, you know.
Right, here's a good tale. So while we're in New York, we did an interview at Virgin Radio with a girl called Mel. She told me that a friend of hers that evening was interviewing Pete and I for a magazine called Sup, a chap called Cameron. I said, well, if he doesn't know that I'm seeing you today, give me something that I couldn't possibly know and we could have some fun with him. So she told me that whenever he's had a drink or two, Cameron shows off that he was at Tori Spelling's birthday party. I didn't know who that was, but apparently she was an actress, an American actress, in Beverly Hills 90210. He was at Tori Spelling's birthday party when he was a kid, and Michael Jackson performed at the party, and he always trots this one out when he's had a couple of drinks. We met Cameron that evening, and towards the end of the interview, I brought up the fact that my life's taken me many strange places to say that I'm from a working class family from the north. I said, including, bizarrely, when I was a kid, I went to Tori Spelling's birthday party in Los Angeles and Michael Jackson performed. As I started saying it, Cameron clutched his heart and said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I couldn't go through with it. He was way too excited. he was a little bit nonplussed initially, but then I told him the truth and we had a couple of drinks and it was all right. So the same day, coincidentally, we were asked by a TV company we went to visit whether or not Michael Jackson had ever been an influence on the band. And I said, in terms of what not to do with your look, yes. This obviously didn't make the final cut of the programme we were on, but I do like Off the Wall, so I thought I'd play this for you. I don't know if you've ever heard it. The song Don't Stop Till You Get Enough from Off the Wall, This is the original 1978 demo of the song. It's great. You can hear how it all came about. Here's Michael Jackson's demo from 1978 of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
We're gonna be starting now, baby. Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
Oh, my mother's love.
fascinating stuff, eh? That's from Off the Wall, the special edition. That's the demo original from 1978 of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. That's Michael Jackson, of course. I have a song for Guy recommendation here, if I can just flick through my notes. The song is from Keith Hartley. It's called Morning Rain. And Colin Jones, who is in Melbourne in Australia, says, I've never heard anyone play anything on the radio by the Keith Hartley Band. I first heard this band in my mate's front room in Harper A, circa 1969. Unfortunately, it was very difficult to hear the album all the way through due to baked bean residue on the vinyl. I searched many years without success for albums by Keith Hartley on CD, and then eventually found two second-hand vinyls from a shopping complex on Church Street in Manchester, a proper rabbit warren of a place. It contains some of the second-hand shops that were relocated from the Triangle after the 1996 bomb blast in Corporation Street. That place is called, now do they call it the Emporium or something? It's got some, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, all the shops from the Corn Exchange as it was then, which is now a shopping centre called the Triangle, relocated to this place on Church Street here in Manchester. I used to work in the Corn Exchange in a little cafe called the French Window. The owner was a lovely man called Nick, who every Saturday while I was working would lose his rag about 1 o'clock, throw some pots and pans around the kitchen, then go for a long walk around the Corn Exchange and come back smiling. This was his little ritual. There was loads of great record shops there. Thank you very much for your recommendation, Colin. This song is a load of fun. Here's Keith Hartley and Morning Rain. Recommendation from Colin Jones. That's Keith Hartley and Morning Rain. Do keep your recommendations coming in. Base them on the music I play on the show already, and try and find obscure things or stuff that's old, things that you think I might have missed, and let's broaden our musical knowledge together. Once again, thanks to Colin. So Jimi Hendrix is always at the top of the show. He's the sound bed, and every now and again I like to play a full tune of his. This is Manic Depression, and it goes like this. Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix. Another song for Guy recommendation, this time from Michael Becker. I'm afraid, Michael, I've got your name here, but I've mislaid your email. Thank you very much for the recommendation. This is, I believe, an Australian band called Art of Fighting, and this beguiling little tune really struck a chord with me. It reminded me of a Trash Can Sinatra's song that Ray in Leeds recommended some time ago. So much so that I'm going to play the Trash Can Sinatra song straight after it. But for now, this is Art of Fighting and Give Me Tonight.
I want more.
lovely, isn't it? That's Art of Fighting and Give Me Tonight, as recommended by Michael Becker. I didn't give you the address before. If you do have a song for Guy recommendation, either go through my page on the Six Music website, or it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I said before the song, it reminded me of a Trash Can Sinatra's tune that was recommended to us by Ray in Leeds, good 3 or 4 years ago now. The song's called Orange Fell. I remember the name Trash Can Sinatra's, but I never really knew the music. It was one that I'd missed, so it was a great recommendation. And something about the plaintive guitar and the plaintive vocal and the melodic bass line reminded me of this lovely song. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trash Can Sinatra's with Orange Fell. See what I mean? Can you draw parallels between those two tunes? That sort of very of its time, plaintive, clean guitars and simple singing. That was Trash Can Sinatra's Orange Fell. I love it, and that sound could come back round again, that very sort of plain stuff, and it's about time, actually. Beautiful, simple, timeless music. And you know, beautiful, simple, Hemel Hempstead music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Recorded in 1975 by the legend himself, Bob Marley, Our Victim was nothing less than a classic from the moment it was released. A vibrant, loving and nostalgic song, it was nevertheless destined to meet a truly tragic end. First to test his tonsils was Elvis-alike The King, who dressed it in rhinestones and flares and dragged it on a forced march through Vegas. Mercifully, it managed to lose him on a detour through Can't Help Falling in Love. Next, searching for that elusive second hit, 90s chart dodgers, I read that at first as chart doggers, London beat, sounded spookily like M People, subjected it to an R&B meets cafe culture treatment so weak-ass that it became perilously close to drowning in a decaf non-fat latte. Then, winsome Welsh warbler Catherine Jenkins, aided and abetted by a cringeworthy Cody Carey, staged a three-pronged attack with a combination of acoustic guitar, simpering strings, and love duet vocal performances, so toe-curlingly bad that it barely hobbled to safety. But when sad 70s Euro disco delinquents Boney M, sporting spandex and fake fur and backed by a pounding beat and the cheesiest of keyboards, prepared to trample all over this much-loved reggae standard, it was murder. Enough.
No woman, no pride. we shed no tears.
Mercifully, eventually, Bob Marley with No Woman, No Cry, preceded, of course, by the awful Boney M version. Our thanks to Richie Lightley for doing his civic duty and reporting that criminal cover version to the music police. More moider next week.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. Doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I hadn't heard this next song for quite some time, and then it came out of my radio the other day, early in the afternoon. It was, of course, the greatest radio station on earth, this one. And it is, of course, the Kinks. It is Victoria. Great. When the weather's as hot as it is, I find myself singing this next song quite a lot. I absolutely love it. In fact, I think it's my favourite of his. Here's Van the Man Morrison from Moondance. This is And It Stoned Me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grin, and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in at the mansion fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stoned me. Yeah, that stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. Yeah, that stoned. Getting dry. That we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great, great gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Jetted myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Saw me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Saw me just like going home. Yet it stoned.
BBC.
Six. Music.
Six Music. On digital.
Online.
BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
changing its nature. Once you rot, now you just grumbling. Pace around pathetic pound games. Wanna get out for Mrs. Center Round to carry your own debt to swing your tire tricks. Wanna get out, yeah, your bread dick quick. For the outside, the small black flowers that grow in the sky. They drag sticks along your bones. Harvest your ovaries, dead mother's crawl. Here comes Warden Christ Temple Elder. Environment not yours, you see through it. Get out, yeah, your bread dead quick. For the outside, the small black flowers that grow in the sky. You're chewing your tail is joy.
Springtime in the garden. That was Small Black Flowers That Grow in the Sky by the Manic Street Preachers, described to me by one of my heroes, John Cale of Velvet Underground fame. He described James Dean Bradfield, who's also a mate of mine, as one of the most naturally gifted musicians he'd ever met. High praise indeed, eh, James? There you go. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. I pre-record my show, but please do get in touch. I'll read them as the week goes on. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This is great new music. This is from an album called Grown Unknown, which is out now. This is Leah Isis and Bag of Wind. I love it.
Slower.
Isn't it? That's Leah Isis and Bag of Wind. Should we do some emails? I think so. Baz English has been in touch. He says, hello Guy, thank you for a great 2 hours. By the time afternoon comes here in Melbourne, I can listen to the show and listen again. I get out of my Yorkshire tea. Not I get out of my Yorkshire tea, I beg your pardon. I get out my Yorkshire tea that I've stashed in my cupboard, make a brew and then count down the last couple of hours of work. I'm currently travelling around the world, stopping here for a bit while I get some cash together, so thanks for making Monday at work so bearable. All the best and thanks again for a great show, Baz English. Thank you, Baz. Thank you very much for listening. Yorkshire tea, that's always confused me. You can't really grow tea in Yorkshire, can you? I mean, I'm sure the technology exists, but is it not like more likely to be from India or picked by Chinese political prisoners? I know that Mauritius does a line in crap tea that pads out the good tea of the world, but none of it's grown in Yorkshire. Anyway, I'm picking, aren't I, Baz? Thank you so much for your email and glad to be of service. Another one here, let me have a look. Oh yeah, just a quick word to Wendy Griffiths, who pointed out a video by her friend Peter Peake that he made for an Elbow song called Snowball some time ago. You quite rightly pointed out that he sent me an email a year ago and I never got back to it. I never actually read it, Wendy, if I'm honest, so thanks for pointing it out. It's a beautiful video, and if Peter agrees, we might well stick it on the Elbow website at some point. But yeah, thanks for your communication. And here is a Song for Guy recommendation from Joe and Cassie Doherty. They're from Derry in Northern Ireland. And Cassie says, it was our first dance at our wedding in 2009 and one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written, in our humble opinion. Well, lovely. Thank you for recommending it. I think it's a great song. It's Declan O'Rourke and it's called Galileo.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heavens, who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying gaze, he looked up high and often sighed and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine? Someone like you and made them mine. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternatives, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy and my lips were cold as ice, but you kissed me and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy puts the rainbow in the sky, who lights the stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine. Someone like you and made them mine. Someone like you and made them mine.
Six Music.
Gideon Coe.
Here's how the music works. We have concert highlights, we have session tracks, and then around that we have all sorts of records. New ones, old ones, loud ones, quiet ones. I won't list types of music because once you start doing that, you can't stop. Okay, dub, punk, indie dance, cross, indie jazz, dance, cross, funk, indie, Swedish dub, oompa. See what I mean? If it's good, it's on the show. That's it. I know what people are doing at 9 o'clock while they're listening. They are cooking, washing up, bickering with each other, going to bed, and quite often, all of that at once.
Gideon Coe.
Good evening. Welcome along.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Six Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Now then, you'll often hear members of older generations reminiscing about the simple pleasures of life before television. The days when families would gather round the piano to sing or sit at the glowing hearth, listening in rapt attention as the crackling fire accompanied the simple songs handed down through the years. Everyone would have a party piece, from the youngest son lisping his way through I'm Nobody's Child to the yearning spinster aunt singing My Bonnie Boy. But special mention would always be given to the sentimental ballads that never failed to produce a tear from dear old Mum. Most popular among these was the wonderfully schmaltzy Victorian ballad Silver Threads Among the Gold. One rendition of this dewy-eyed classic from a recalcitrant husband would forgive a thousand transgressions as he crooned his way back into her good graces. It's a quaint, old-fashioned tearjerker, best heard whilst darning socks in a rocking chair by a roaring fire and sighing, "Oh, they don't write them like they used to." And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Will be always young and fair.
Ooh, quite a nostalgic Beckopedia this week. That was Victorian Quintet and Silver Threads Among the Gold. Thank you to the Beckopedia. Talking of Becks, the next song I'm going to play is a Beck. This song's called Paper Tiger. This is very definitely the sound of a man in the middle of heartbreak. And I don't know if I've got this right or wrong, but I seem to remember Peter Hardy telling me that maybe Beck's dad had arranged the strings on this tune. Either that or just that Beck's dad was a string arranger in Hollywood. Maybe the two aren't connected. This was on my compilation that I mentioned to you before that I made for heading into the Californian desert last week where we did the Coachella Festival, where I literally ran into Danny DeVito backstage. Everyone was a bit drunk and it was all getting a bit lively, and I nearly fell over him. Stunned to be face to face, or at least face to navel, with the DeVito, I just sort of said, "Oh, sorry, Danny." And he went, "No problem." And off he went. Yeah, there you go. That's the end of the anecdote. Anyway, this tune's called Paper Tiger. It's by Beck. The strings are extraordinary. Do yourself a favour and turn it up.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter moment, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. We'll be right back. civilization, but there's no road back to you.
One of the many tunes off my Californian Desert mixtape, that was Beck and Paper Tiger. That's on an album called Sea Change, whereas this is Sea Song by Doves. Before I met the lads, because they're really good friends of mine now, before I met Doves, I had a demo of their first album, which had a version of Sea Song on it, which was a good 2.5 minutes longer than this one. It was just beautiful. It's such a superb song. It warranted 8.5 minutes. By the time it came out on the album, they'd edited it slightly, and I only had a mini disc of the demos, which is sadly eroded now, but I might tap them up and see if they've got a copy of the original somewhere one day. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Here's Doves, here's Sea Song. We'll be right back. Immortal Doves and Sea Song. I had chance to interview Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips some time ago when I worked for a rival radio station, and I asked him about this next tune. It's called All We Have Is Now, and the way it sinks into the chorus is so beautiful, and the tempo of the song changes as it hits the chorus. This got me thinking about tempo as a musical tool. Tempo changes mid-track are something that don't happen that often anymore, and I think they're a really important tool to sort of utilise. I put a lot of it down to the fact that most things are digitally recorded these days, which is quite a metronomic process involving grids, and you can edit and throw things around, so the lengths have to remain constant. And I think this is why tempo's being lost as a tool. I brought this up with Wayne in referencing this song, and I said, whose idea was it to do that? And he said, well, Guy, I didn't realise it changed tempo. Actually, I sounded more Northern Irish then than American. So there you go, it was a complete accident, but what a happy one. It's the Flaming Lips, and it's All We Have Is Now.
We're
Isn't It a Beauty? From Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, that's The Flaming Lips, and All We Have Is Now. So, if you're in America and you're heading into the desert and you're making a mixtape, you've got to have one song on it, haven't you? America and a Horse with No Name. I'm very much looking forward to Fezzy season. We've done our first festival already in California, and there's many more to come over the summer. It's great. I love it. People enjoying themselves, bands hanging out together, everybody enjoying music. I think it's marvellous. I'm very proud to be anything to do with it. This song reminds me of Glastonbury 3 or 4 years ago. I was out there with my mate Claire, my mate Sarge, and with Mrs. Badger, and with her sister Lucy and her fella Dave. We went wandering the fields, and when we got back to camp, we were right next to a jam tent with random instruments in it, where anybody at all was invited to come and play. We went into the jam tent and Sarge did a rousing rendition of this next song and got everybody involved. It was hysterical. It is the Beta Band. It is pure festival music. It's Dry the Rain.
Take me in, dry the rain. Take me in.
There we go, isn't it marvellous? The Beater Band and Dry the Rain. Some fantastic trumpet in that tune as well. I love his voice. Don't you love his voice? The Acorn are a band that I discovered through this show, who ended up touring with Elbow around Europe. The amazing Glory Hope Mountain is about the lead singer's mother's life, and Glory Hope Mountain is a rough translation of her name. It is the most beautiful record, and I met a chap called Jonathan when I was in Los Angeles, and we bonded over the Acorn. They're not half as big as they deserve to be. Part of his mum's escape from Honduras involved surviving a flood. She was helped by a stranger. And this song is a reprise of the song Flood. So this is Flood Part 2. I'm very happy to say that a nice memory I have attached to this is I sang one of the harmonies with the band when they were supporting us live. And so, yeah, it'll forever mean something very, very special to me. But a beautiful song in its own right. This is Flood Part 2 by The Acorn. Acorn and Flood Part 2. I love it.
Six. Music. Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
Do regard ourselves as Six Music's Afternoon Delight.
On BBC Radio Six Music.
Debaser by the Pixies.
You know that bit where he says, got me a movie. Ha 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 ha!
down.
Yeah.
I think that laughter sounds really false.
Forced. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anything funny was happening in the studio at that point.
Hi to James Aubrey Greenwood, who says, you guys, RRRROOOCKKKKK, you guys rock!
Radcliffe and Maconey.
I'm sorry about that, James. We'll try and rectify it.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
We could fold up a beer mat and put it underneath us, couldn't we? That would stop it,
yes,
wouldn't it?
It would.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six.
Thank goodness for High Dust Anti Equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
It's no secret that Talk Talk are my favourite band of all time. My new favourite band, as I said at the front of the show, is The Walkmen. But my favourite band of all time is Talk Talk. Colour of Spring onwards, really. I didn't like the early poppier stuff they did, and they just got more and more interesting. One of my favourite songs is a B-side, which Elbow will be potentially covering for a Talk Talk record, if we can make the dates work, that's coming up soon. This gorgeous, gorgeous piece of work is called It's Getting Late in the Evening. Perfect Sunday night music.
Everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing.
The seas of charity shall
Talk Talk and It's Getting Late in the Evening. You can find that on a collection called A-Sides, B-Sides. I have a feeling that that's somebody at the record company that's come up with that title, because it's crap. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you very, very much indeed to the Beckopedia, to Peter, Michelle, Boz, and everyone who helped put the show together in Manchester. Thanks to the people of the Coachella Festival who made us so welcome last week. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. And it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Tomorrow.